Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, the place to be for a sexy mom life that turns you on. Overcome the mom guilt, spice up your sex life, and do the shit that matters to you. Hi, everyone. I'm Lucy Lampe, your host. And today, I want to bring you a little something, a little message about daring to question your assumptions. What do I mean by that? And why does it even matter? So here is a really interesting thing that I noticed more and more as I was digging into doing more of the work in myself, particularly in the last 18 months, is how many freaking assumptions I have about everything, about my husband, about my kids, about myself, about my capacity, about what I can achieve, about how much I even know about myself. And when I began looking for these lessons and being open to seeing them in my day-to-day life, oh my God, they were everywhere. The lessons are everywhere. And just a few weeks ago, so this is something that just was funny to me. It's struck me as funny how, you know, there are truly no small things. And that is something that I live by now. That's another of my mantras, many mantras, is that there are no small things, no coincidences, and every single thing counts. And there is a gift and a lesson in everything. So a few weeks ago, I went to go meet with a friend and for a coffee date and discuss some marketing and business stuff. And when I came back to my car, I had a ticket, you know, like a citation. And I was like, oh shit. Ah, what did I do? You know, I paid my registration. Like, did I park in the wrong place? Like, what is going on? And lo and behold, my 2019 registration sticker was missing. And so I got a citation for not displaying my current registration. And I dug back into my records. I was like, okay, yes, I did renew my registration. I didn't forget. And I do remember putting that sticker on it. So damn it, what happened? So I don't know exactly what happened to our sticker. But what I do know is that my husband had just been in Orange County with that car the weekend before. And he had been in a different training center and different restaurants and with our coach and with their team. And it's possible that somebody took the sticker off because we didn't do the whole, you know, I guess you can score it in little slices so that it stays on and it's harder to steal. Back when we lived in Oklahoma, we experienced some incidences of this happening, but I just took for granted, okay, it doesn't happen where we are now. And anyway, our sticker was missing. And so I am just frustrated. I got frustrated, like, oh, you know, now I can't drive the car. I can't park it in public, and I got to park it in the driveway so that the parking enforcement people driving around our neighborhood don't give us tickets in front of our own house. So all these thoughts are going through my head, and I thought, okay, you know what? This is ridiculous. I'm going to figure out how I can, you know, rectify this situation and what needs to happen for me to get another sticker. So I verified I had my registration current. I called the DMV people, the government number, and after looking on the website, and here's what I learned. So I was told by an official representative, she said, okay, facts are, it's going to cost $21. Your registration is fine, that's paid, but you got to pay for a new ticket and a new sticker, I mean, and it's going to take 4 to 6 weeks to process by mail. And she said, too, you could also go into a DMV locally, but it's going to take, you know, the appointments are booked out for at least 3 weeks. And so I considered all my options. And my first thought was, well, that sucks. That sucks because I don't want to not be able to drive my car for that long. And especially when we have the retreat coming up, it's actually happening next week now. And I'll be driving all the way up to the mountains. That was the car that I was planning on taking. So I thought there's got to be some other solution to this. I mean, you know, when it comes to government stuff, your hands can be kind of tied. You know, you got all the red tape, all the procedures and the standard stuff. But I dared to challenge that assumption that was my only option, was either to wait 4 to 6 weeks by mail or wait at least 3 weeks to get an appointment, which would have put me at like the time that I needed to leave town for the retreat. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to challenge that assumption that this person, as well-meaning and professional as and informed as she
is or may be, I am going to challenge the assumption that these are the only options available to me. And so then I started digging around on the dmv.ca.gov site, and I remembered that back when we first moved to San Diego and I had to redo my driver's license, I had to go into the DMV. And I remembered how there was this little workaround. And here's the thing, for those of you who live in San Diego, look, there's San Diego under the DMV website. You can look for the city and it shows all of San Diego. Okay, but then there's like Chula Vista and what was the other one? Chula Vista is the one that I went to. Anyway, so Chula Vista was counted separately from San Diego for whatever reason. Like you've got Los Angeles, you've got, you know, all the different little sub towns in Los Angeles, but then there's San Diego and then there's Chula Vista. And I remembered that the San Diego appointments were super booked 2.5 years ago. So I looked and indeed all the San Diego appointments were a few weeks out. But then I remembered this little trick, this little workaround. And I looked at Chula Vista, which is in the San Diego area, and it's a 15-minute drive from my house. And sure enough, there was an appointment just a few days away. So I went in, I set the appointment, I went in, I did the whole thing. It was a seamless, painless process. And all because I dared to challenge the assumption that, you know what, this person just, you know, they have my best interest in mind, or they know what they're talking about, or they have all the answers, and then just settle. Okay, that's good enough. I guess this is as good as it's going to get. I should just take it and make the most of it. But what if we challenged the assumptions that we're operating with in our day-to-day lives? What if we challenge the assumption that, you know what, my kid doesn't care to talk with me. My kid doesn't want to open up about what's really going on at school. Or my husband doesn't really want to share his feelings. Or my husband is fine. Or I am fine. How many assumptions are we carrying around that we don't even realize? So today, I want to challenge you. Dare to challenge your assumptions. And before you can even do that, you got to be aware of what those assumptions are. So going back to the episode before this one, which was about how, you know, the story of he will never change. It's about noticing your stories. What are the stories that you have about yourself, about how you start your day, about what you can do physically, about who you are as a sexual woman, about who you are as a businesswoman or as a producer or as a creative, about who you are as a mother. What are all these stories that you have in your head about yourself, about your family, about your husband, about your life? And to just build awareness of those stories first, because there's a lot of assumptions going on in those stories. There are a lot of assumptions. And then when you can see those assumptions, dare to challenge them. So you know what? This isn't what I want. Like, there is something greater that I want. And my vision for this thing that I want to create in my life is so much bigger than my limitations that I'm going to dare to challenge the assumptions that I have about my limitations. Maybe they're not limitations at all. Maybe they're gifts. Maybe they're actually assets. And that will give you power, ladies and gentlemen who may be listening. So dare to challenge your assumptions. I am continually doing that work in myself every single damn day. And it requires getting out of that automatic mode, because the brain wants to streamline things and make things as repetitive and as predictable and as safe as possible, because that takes up less brain power. It takes up less energy. We literally couldn't process every single thing that is going on to us all the time. Our brain, it just focuses in on what it believes is the most relevant to you right now. So right now, as I'm in this closet that is all padded and everything, there are probably some things going on that I'm not aware of in this very closet. I think there might be some silverfish, maybe some spiders, some little creatures. Like, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh my God, I'm sure they're in here somewhere. I wonder where they are. But it's that reticular activating system in the brain that is like, okay, this is worth paying attention to. So that's what you're going to focus on. And, or no, when you focus on that, that you're going to see more of that. You're actually going to find more evidence of that. So all of this to say that when you begin to awaken to all the stories that you have about your life and about what is possible for you, and begin to challenge the assumptions that are in those stories, you can radically transform your life, your relationships, your body, everything. So that is what I want to share with you all today. For more resources on your sexy mom life, visit sexymamamovement.com and feel free to schedule an appointment with me. Let's get on, I usually do Zoom or FaceTime to do a vision casting session and figure out with you what it is that you want and what could support you in taking those next steps. So for that, email me at info@sexymamamovement.com. Otherwise, all amazing badass resources for you at sexymamamovement.com. I will see you there. And here is to you and your sexy life. Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Mama Podcast. Get more resources for your sexy mom life at sexymamamovement.com.